we're saying in this funny business. Fatherland, mother tongue, brother spy. Think about it. I've never bothered. I think it's about time we got together and formed a union. Not that we don't get paid enough, but it would make life a lot easier if we could keep the amateurs out.
Yes, I know just the man for you.
Great, just great.
But he won't do it.
Huh?
I could order him, but that wouldn't serve your purpose, would it?
Nope. Why won't he do it?
I don't think you'd understand. He's a hard man to explain. Particularly to an American, no offense. Rather nice out here, isn't it?
Yeah, like Central Park. Horses and everything.
That's called Rotten Row.
Why?
It's harder to explain than Adam Kane.
That his name? Kane?
Yes.
I think I can talk him into it.
You just might. I wish you luck. And for goodness sake, don't offer him money. He might not understand.
There are other things in life. How's he feel about girls?
My name's Adam Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
Outside Straight.
Enjoy the best of both worlds. Only 2 hours' drive from Johannesburg and Pretoria and half an hour by air. The magnificent Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park, just 10 kilometres from the Pilansburg Game Reserve and Sun City Resort. It offers an exciting escape from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. Reasonable rates, excellent food, friendly service and comfortable air-conditioned rooms. It will ensure a memorable stay. Activities include tennis, squash, horse riding, the Lion Park and much, much more. Call now to make your reservation on 014-573-1000. That's 014-573-1000. Or visit their website at www.restonations.co.za/Sundown Ranch. The Sundown Ranch Hotel and Lion Park. Two worlds in one.
Flower Connection has just opened their flagship store in Linden, Johannesburg, at 65 on 4th, situated in 4th Avenue. For fresh-cut flowers, plants and florist accessories at wholesale prices, come to Flower Connection. Our Florist Academy is well known for its courses and flower arranging lessons. Give a unique gift this Mother's Day, a flower course. We supply all flowers and materials. Remember, instead of giving one bouquet, the flower course will be a gift for life. Call Jenny on 076-951-9449 or visit our website at www.flowerconnection.com.
Can't be serious.
Why can't I?
Because you said it before and you weren't serious that time either. You're too young to retire.
Age has got nothing to do with giving up work.
You had enough then? You're getting soft, Adam.
Yeah, I'm getting soft. Fancy another drink?
No, thanks. I've still got half a glass.
Well, I haven't.
I think it's my turn.
Yeah, I thought you'd never notice.
You're right up with the women libbers, aren't you?
No, just some women are a bit more lib than others. It suits them. Besides, you make as much brass as I do.
You've been chatting up the birds and the accounts again.
It's the only way to get anywhere.
Same again?
Yeah, it was a double.
I noticed. There. Double malt scotch, no water, no ice. Well, you might at least say thank you. Adam, I'm talking to you.
Oh, so.
Who are you staring at?
A bird.
You haven't half got a cheek. Which bird?
I think I've seen her before.
That's what they all say. Where is she?
Over at the bar. On a stool. Near the end.
Not the blonde.
Of course the blonde.
She's dishy.
Yeah.
Have you seen her before?
Yeah. The more I look, the more I'm certain.
Certain you wish you'd seen her before. You asked me out for a drink, Adam. Since I paid for the last one, I deserve some of your time.
You want a refund?
Why?
Because I'm going to chat her up. That's why.
All right. Where have you seen her before?
That's better. It was in America, I think. Yeah, Washington.
What was she doing?
Washington, 6 months ago. She was at a party in the British Embassy. The noisy party, I told you about it.
Not the one with the cultural attaché.
Got a knife just over his floating rib, that's the one.
That bird?
The very same.
She didn't do it, did she?
I never found out who did. But I'm pretty sure she was missing when we checked. No one knew her name, and no one could remember who she came with either.
You better hurry up then.
What?
Looks like she's about to scorp her.
It was the same bird, I knew it. The way she sat on that bar stool. Jane Hampton didn't argue after that. She knew when to build up and play along. That's why I liked her.
There. You see? It wasn't hard.
He's following her.
Sure. She's worth following.
There's more to it than that, Chuck.
Right.
Do I hear what it's all about?
Let's say the girl interests him. She reminds him of someone.
No, that's not like Adam.
On the contrary. He takes his job a lot more seriously than you think.
Where's the girl leading him?
Right into the lion's den, I hope.
You got any spare change on you?
What for?
Look where she's going.
Well, that's a club, isn't it?
Yeah. Martin's Gambling Club. Pretty posh place.
You been in there?
They say it's a pretty posh place. I don't gamble. Not anymore.
Well, I don't have that sort of money.
Neither do I. I wonder if Viv's at home.
Viv will lend you the money?
He can sign an expense voucher. That girl's wanted for killing an agent.
He won't sign, Adam.
He might. She's still in there.
Oh, this is a back door. I want you to know it's bleeding parky out here.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting. It was worth it. Look.
Blimey. Where'd you get all that, Luke?
Viv signed a blank voucher.
He must have been drunk.
I'll talk fast. Come on, let's go and spend it.
Hello.
What are you doing here?
Martin, that isn't nice.
I thought I said...
I know what you said. I wanted to gamble. Why should I waste my money in someone else's club? It wouldn't have been good manners.
I didn't know you played.
Well, I do. You aren't going to throw me out, are you?
Are you alone?
Of course.
Then stay, by all means. Enjoy yourself. Yeah, take this.
What is it?
I thought you were a gambler.
Not a very experienced one. Is this a chip?
It's a plaque, worth a bit more than a chip. It tells you how much.
£100? Oh, Martin, how sweet.
I'll get it all back in the end.
Who's she talking to?
That's Martin. He owns the place.
Martin who?
Just Martin. There's a file on him a mile long. He's done some naughty things in his time, but he's pretty straight these days.
Seems very cozy with your bird.
Yeah. Wonder why.
Well, don't just stand there, friend. She's going off to the tables. Go and join in the fun.
Eddie, spare me a minute. Good. I've had a couple sign in this evening, names of Kane, Adam, and Hampton, Jane. Now, Tully on the door thinks that old Bill. Run me a check, will you? That's right. Kane, with a K.
I feel awful about this, Chuck. I really do.
Yeah, I guess you would. You British always level with your agents, don't you? You don't have the devious American mind to trouble you.
Dear, no. We can be pretty crafty if we have to. But I have been very straight with Adam. We trust each other. Most of the time.
I need him on this job. And you say he's not been too keen to help out recently.
I wouldn't put it like that, but you know how it is. Adam's been our top agent for a long time. He has very few failures. And he's been pretty close to copying it once or twice. And none of us getting younger. Devonish wants to put him onto a desk for a while. It would upset him terribly, but I
feel that... So what could be more perfect? We sucker him into taking this case.
I planted the girl. She led him to Martin. All we have to do now is sit back and wait for the bang.
Let's hope it doesn't blow his silly cockney head off.
Wonderful. Here, you can't lose that six times in a row.
Yeah.
She's doing pretty well, too.
Yeah, that is, honey.
What?
She's following me. Every time I place a bet, she places the same bet.
Clever girl. She's playing higher stakes than you.
No, much. What's this?
All that?
It's their money. It's all right. I want to attract attention.
Excuse me.
And it worked.
Mr. Kane?
That's right.
Very pleased to meet you. My name's Martin. I see you've increased your stakes somewhat.
Do you mind?
I do, rather. There is a limit on this table. You're quite a bit over that. More than £100.
Oh, well, that's a pity, then.
But I do run rather special tables at the back. We have no limit there.
Oh, so. Some other time.
Any time you'd like, Mr. Kane. Here, take this card. They'll show you up.
Fine. Ciao very much.
Enjoy yourself.
Now, that's what I call smooth.
So I can't blow all my money in here, then.
And you don't want to let the bird out of your sight.
Fine.
You know something?
What?
I'm cramping your style. You can't chatter her up with me here.
No, don't be like that.
I'm going back to reporting. I'll run a check on her and Martin. See if I can find out who she is. You carry on, soldier.
Soldier?
All in the line of duty. Queen and country. Toodaloo.
I don't think she likes me anymore.
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah?
Mind if I sit here?
Help yourself.
Or, is your friend coming back?
No, she isn't.
You didn't have a fight, did you?
No, not a fight.
I saw Martin talking to you a while ago. He gave you a card for one of his special games.
You don't miss much, do you?
I think I'd like to play.
What?
One of Martin's special games. I've got the money, but I don't have a card. Your card admits two.
Well, then, as long as you've got the money.
Eddie, anything on Kane and his bird? Nothing. So he isn't a copper. Well, are you sure? I see. Funny, I didn't think he was a copper either. He's got too much loot. Eddie, I just wonder who he is then. Why do I wonder that? I'll tell you why, Eddie. Because he's just gone into the big game at the back, and he's taken a very special young lady with him. Yeah, acting like old friends. I just think you'll have to help me arrange something for Mr. Adam Kane, whoever he is.
Well, well, well. I didn't expect visitors tonight.
Awfully sorry to trouble you, Miss Hampton.
Is something wrong?
There might be. This is Mr. Chuck Mallon from the CIA.
Hi there.
It's about Adam, then?
Yes, it is, rather.
Then you know about the girl he's following. Of course you do. You gave him all that money to gamble with.
Has he lost much?
He's winning, actually.
Oh.
At least he was when I last saw him. Do you know who the girl is?
Oh, Chuck here does.
Yeah.
Fine. Then I won't have to run a check on her. She's the one who probably killed one of our men in Washington last year, that business at the embassy.
No, she didn't.
Adam thinks she did.
Because Adam doesn't know. Didn't know then and still doesn't. But she works for us.
You?
Her name's Emma Jones and she works for the CIA.
Well, she don't look American.
No, she's English. Well, mostly English. Some Puerto Rican, some American.
Oh, just as well you told me.
Where are you going, my dear?
To stop Adam making a fool of himself.
Close the door and come back here.
I work for him, not you.
Yes, do you mind, Chuck?
Sorry.
Come back all the same, my dear. Mr. Mallon has something to tell you.
What?
He isn't making a fool of himself. He's doing exactly what we want him to.
What you want him to?
You sound surprised, Miss Hampton.
Well, of course I do. It was an accident. Adam and I were in a pub having a quiet drink, and he recognized this girl. We followed her to Martin's. That's all that happened. Well, how could he be doing what you want him to?
Because he is. I put that girl in the pub because I knew Adam Kane would recognize her. She had orders from me to take him to Martin's.
But why?
Why? Yeah, that's the big question. You want to tell her, or shall I?
You're doing awfully well so far.
Tell her about Kane. I'll do the rest.
Miss Hampton, you know Adam rather well, don't you?
You know I do.
Yes. Well, then, you know how difficult he's been lately, mumbling about retiring and what have you. He isn't doing his image with us any good at all.
I shouldn't think he's very worried about that.
No, of course. That's half his trouble. Now, one of Adam's most useful attributes is his ability to, get rid of people.
You mean kill?
Exactly. He's turned down a couple of assignments recently because they involved killing.
Yeah, I know.
You better go on, Chuck.
There's someone we need killed. Now, Miss Hampton, Kane is the only man available to do it. Not just need killed. If this man isn't killed, he'll be the cause of a frightening international incident. He's already murdered one man, and we know that he has others on his list. We want him stopped.
So why not arrest him?
Because we're not the police. You know that. Things aren't done that way.
Who is the man?
Adam Kane thinks Emma Jones killed your Washington man. He's wrong. Your agent was killed by the same man who's about to kill our man in London.
Who is he?
The man who owns that gambling club. His name's Martin.
You've done it again.
We've done it again.
You're very clever.
So, do you want to try another one?
Why not? It's only money.
No, I've had enough. How about me buying you a drink?
Oh, all right.
There's a pub or something over here, I think.
You shouldn't leave the table when you're winning. You'll break your luck.
No, I follow the upper maxim, darling. I quit when I'm ahead. Here we are. What's it going to be?
Oh, whatever you're drinking.
Two malt scotches, no water, no ice.
Right, sir.
I don't even know your name.
Funny, I thought you did.
Why? I mean, how could I?
But perhaps I can effect the introduction.
Hello, Martin.
Miss Emma Jones, meet Adam Kane.
And you're Martin?
Quite so, yes. I introduced myself to you when I invited you into this game.
How do you know my name?
Oh, you're something of a paranoid about your name, aren't you, Mr. Kane? You forget you signed a membership card when you entered my club. You and Miss Hampton. Where is she, by the way?
They had a fight. She went home.
Oh, how unfortunate.
Two more whiskies, sir.
Yeah, that's all right, Grundle. On to my account, please.
Very well, Mr. Martin.
Very generous of you, Martin. Adam Kane should be buying you a drink, considering how much money he's won from you.
I never begrudge winners, Emma. Bad for business. I'm rather sorry you've stopped playing, though. You've removed my chance of getting some of it back.
My prerogative, I think.
Of course. I was wondering if you and Emma would care to come through to my office.
Why?
You're rather jumpy. I have my own store of excellent whiskey, and those chips are doing terrible things to your suit pockets. I'll make you out a check.
All right.
Follow me. It's through here.
You better hurry.
I understood that Kane knew how to take care of himself.
Listen, Mr. Mallon, I don't like you very much. And everything you say makes me like you a little bit less.
Sorry.
He does know how to take care of himself. But he doesn't know the odds against him, and that isn't fair. You stick him into the lion's den, slam the door behind him, and let him think they're all nice big tabby cats. What sort of chance do you think he has?
It was the only way.
To get your dirty work done, yes, I know.
Martin doesn't know him.
But your clever Miss Jones will change all that, won't she? She's the fuse that sets it all off.
Right.
Why didn't you let her kill Martin?
She doesn't kill. That's not her function.
You don't know that Adam will either. If he can get out of there in one piece without killing, then he will.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Because Emma Jones won't let him. She's very clever that way.
There you are, Mr. Kane. Made out to cash. Much easier for you.
So?
It's a tidy sum.
What about my chips?
I think I'll just give you a credit slip. After all, you'll still be playing for a while, won't you?
That isn't fair, Martin. Not after all I've done for
you. We'll talk about that later. Thank you for your patronage, Mr. Kane.
Just a minute. You're not throwing him out just like that.
Why not? He's finished his whiskey and I've paid him.
Then I'm going with him.
Suit yourself. Excuse me. Martin. Oh, hello, Eddie.
Come on, Adam.
Right.
What? Are you sure, Eddie?
Cheerio, Martin.
Just a minute, Mr. Kane. Hmm? Thanks, Eddie. Thanks a lot.
He said goodbye. We're leaving.
I don't think so. Close the door, Emma.
No.
Close the door and come back in here, both of you.
Do as he says, darling.
Very wise. I don't often have to shoot people, but I'm prepared to make an exception in your case, Mr. Kane. My friend Eddie tells me that you're an agent of DI6. That's very awkward, isn't it?
We're here.
I see.
I can't let you rush in there, Miss Hampton.
You can't stop me.
He must do this his way.
Now, don't be a fool. He's helpless in there. You're gambling with his life.
The odds are in his favor. He's never lost yet.
You think so?
Your boss, Spencer Dickens, supplied the statistics. I have no reason to doubt them.
Really? So what do I do? Sit here and wait?
That's what I'm going to do.
Can I have a fag?
Can you have a what?
Cigarette.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, that word doesn't mean quite the same thing in the States.
I know what that word means in the States, Mr. Mallon. Now then, Adam, old son, let's hope I'm not too late.
I rather think I can't let you out of here alive.
You and I?
What?
Emma. Of the KGB. It made sense. They would have been the people to kill our bloke at the Washington party. But the girl had searched me. She put her hand right on the automatic inside my jacket and pretended it wasn't there. Whose side was she on? Marty's gun pointed at me. Once she'd cleared his field of fire, he'd shoot. I wouldn't have time to get my gun out, unless she distracted him.
Move, Emma!
All right. Sorry, Mr. Kane, I quite like you.
Don't let it worry you.
In fact...
Emma! You intimidate Marty! You
are! Don't shoot me! I'm on your side.
Is he dead?
Yes. Adam! Adam, are you all... He's fine. He did the trick.
Yeah. Yeah, he did, didn't he?
What are you talking about?
Come on, Adam. I've got something to tell you. You wouldn't have made it if the girl hadn't helped.
Maybe not.
What are you going to do, Adam?
How do you mean?
After what Viv did to you, you staying with the old firm?
Yeah, why not?
You don't blame him?
Nah, I didn't do too badly out of it.
You could have been killed.
Would you have minded?
Of course I would.
Nah, I didn't do too badly at all. Look.
What's that?
Check from Martin.
But he's dead.
Right. So we cash it first thing before they close his bank account. Don't we?
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.